Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13 with our practice in verses 16 and 17. And Jesus addressed his disciples, saying, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." I often depict myself in biblical situations that continues my encouragement in such ways that I literally hear the conversations of the disciples and their unexpected reactions to what Jesus continues to remind them about their privileged and special encounters of his grace. They lived it. He reminded them that they indeed are special to hear the words of the gospel firsthand and then share them with the world. Jesus doesn't have to say, "I'm not a liar." His truth resonates from his being as exampled in all things divine, the beginning, the end of all things physical and spiritual. We continue to experience in the mercy of God's hands. I, for one, sit and listen when I read the Word of God. Several times during the day, I recall Scripture in action, seeing the love Jesus had for his disciples, of that would see his face, faith, and hope across the world in every corner and little island our home called Earth has to explore. Such is our journey tomorrow into Portugal to visit Fatima and the miracles of faith that happened there more than 100 years ago. Our Lady, formerly known as Our Lady of Holy Rosary of Fatima, is a Roman Catholic title of Mary. So Our Lady of Fatima was formerly known as Our Lady of the Holy Rosary of Fatima. And that's a Roman Catholic title of Mary, Mother of Jesus, based on the Marian apparitions reported in 1917 by three shepherd children at the Cova de Aria in Fatima, Portugal. The three children were Lucia dos Santos and her two cousins, Francisco and Jacinta Marta, José Alves Correa de Silva. As we arrive there, it was actually her three cousins. Isn't that a silly thing? And Jose, as we arrive there, I will continue to explain the history of this location and share with you our experience as we venture north in Portugal to the mountains of Spain in Garabandal, where the Mother of God visited also in 1961 and spoke of the purpose of her visitation was to call for a conversion of heart, something I would agree the world needs more so today than ever. I hope you join us in our adventure to revitalize our souls in Christ's love. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study and practice of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. It's verses 16 and 17. We've got a two-stanza poem that's ongoing. It's titled, "You, I Say Amen. I'm Not a Liar." Eyes, yours are blessed. See, they do. Ears, yours confessed. Hear, they do too. You, I say amen. I'm not a liar. People righteous and prophets desire me hear and see to begin what life requires. Hear and see what I said to you to inspire. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's March 4th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels this morning and getting prepared for our journey here in the next couple of, well, actually in one more day. Tomorrow we get up and leave to go to Miami for our flight. We ask for special prayers to travel as we continue to seek out the Lord's love across the world. As we ask today for your prayers in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you as we close today at 7:11, our normal daily routine, in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In Jesus' name. Amen.